punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. My boss is giving me the stare, trying to make me nervous, but I ain't scared of him. Anyway, we got lots going on today. I think that cold weather moved into our part of the county a little early last night. I wasn't expecting that. I think the weather forecast was off. I couldn't believe how cold it got so quick and had the irrigation going. I had to go shut her off. So anyway, lots going on. There's so much going on this week. We got, it's National FFA Week. We have Elk City and Clinton will be in the studio with me today. Also, we got results from stock shows. The Northwest District's going on. And hot off the press, I seen a while ago on social media. Take note of this, you peanut farmers. The Oklahoma Peanut Expo will be March 23rd, coming up next month. We're still a month away, but that's fine. I just wanted to put this in your hard drive here. So it'll be at the Southwestern Oklahoma State University. It starts at 9 a.m. Registration and exhibits open. 10 a.m. they'll have opening remarks from Les Krall, the chair of the Oklahoma Peanut Commission. And then we got all kinds of things going on. The one that I think you guys will think is really cool is the mobile mezzanette from the Oklahoma Peanut Producers. Wes Lee, he's a mezzanette ag coordinator, going to tell you how peanut farmers can use this new and way updated mezzanette to your advantage here. And it lasts till 2:30. You'll have lunch from 12 to 1. So anyway, put that on your agenda, March 23rd. We got that going on. Anyway, all right, so I got some results from the Northwest Expo. Or not Expo, but the stock show up there, the district up there. And here's some results. I'm going to go through some of them. There's a lot going on. And thank you, ladies, for helping me from up there, the FFA social media task force, whatever, the media task force. They're sending me this stuff. It's really cool. So they got a lot going on up there. So the ag machinery and equipment, mounted pulled equipment, first place was Brandon Whipple from Whipple, I hope I said that right, from Shattuck FFA. Ag machinery and equipment, other shop equipment, first place was Riley Mack from Laverne. And then first place in the truck and tractor accessories was Brent Reeser, I guess is how you say that, from Shattuck FFA. Overall ag machinery and equipment division champion was Colston DeBrock and Riley Cahu, if you say that right. And then reserve was Brandon Whipple from Shattuck FFA. And then they had a wildlife equipment, feeding and water equipment, and the champion there was Weston Snyder from Fargo Gage FFA and Reed William and Cole Parker from the Woodward FFA. And then on the trailer division, single axle and bumper pull, and then they had other champion in the trailer division was Colton Jones from the Shattuck FFA. And then reserve was Devin Smith, Aiden Hernandez, and Cameron Wagner from the Fargo Gage FFA. Congratulations, guys. On the livestock equipment division, the champion was Sydney Melton from the Shattuck FFA. And reserve was Jarek Fitz, I think, from Shattuck FFA. And then on the outdoor, recreational, convenience, stationary smokers, convenience fryers and fire pits, trailer mounted cookers, other yard conveniences, the champion was Caitlin Wynn from Woodward FFA, and the reserve was Tate Charmison, I guess I'll say that right, from the Shattuck FFA. All right, and then on the decorative division, the champion was Brody Payton from the Woodward FFA, and reserve was Carter Weber from the Leedy FFA. On the wood-only recreational division, the champion was Brian Custer from Woodward FFA, and the reserve was Dawson Anderson, Aiden Hammond, and Shadow, and then Case Barnes. I think there's a misprint there. There's a name, part of a name missing there. Anyway, on the tractor, restoring tractors, the champion was Wyatt Creed, Mason Becker from Fort Supply. And then on the junior division, on the horseshoe projects, Jack Waddell Moreland, 4-H, and reserve was Layton McAtee from Laverne FFA. All right, one more update from them, and we'll go with that. And there's on the ewes, there's on the stock show part from at Woodward, on the ewes, Dorset was Presley Johnson. On the hare was Madeline Conway. I don't even know if Conway, Mad-dun. Yeah, Conway from Sweetwater. And then on the hamp, Broke Embry was from Boise City, was the breed champion. Presley Johnson from Boise City was the breed champion on the trot. Southdown was Saden McBride from Hooker. Breed champion was on the AOB was Regan Warner from Hooker. And the supreme breeding ewe was Brock Embry from Boise City. On the commercial ewes, Rylan Rogers from Woodward was commercial champion. Overall supreme ewe was Brock Embry from Boise City, and then reserves supreme was Allison Blocker from Winoka. All right, and then we get to the weathers. Almost got them all. Got champion Dorset was Phelan Thomas from Alva. Champion hare was Keegan Spillman from Shattuck. Hamp was Allison Blocker from Winoka. Natural champion was Stetson Nix from Winoka. And champion Shrup was Addison Squires from Sealand. And Southdown was Stetson Alexander from Texoma FFA. And Speckleface was champion was Brock Embry from Boise City. Suffolk was Kami Cornell. I hope I said that right. Fort Supply. Crossbred was Presley Johnson from Boise City. Grand champion weather was Presley Johnson from Boise City. I posted a picture of her and a story on the KCO Facebook if you guys want to check that out. What a story. And this, she is a little girl, and she, when she's got a hold of her weather, we don't know who's in control there, but she looks like she does a great job. And reserve champion was Allison Blocker from Winoka. Congratulations from you guys. I'll have some more updates from the Woodward Northwest District Livestock Show from Woodward coming up, and we got a few more things before we go to break and see if my FFA chapter's in here. Let me check this out. The new penny news is out, and man, the Jimmy's bull and female sale calendar has grown. So let's check it out, what we got here. We got 7-8 already in there. Layton Hereford Heritage Bull Sale, Hobart Stockyards Herd Disposal, dispersal. Let me check that out here. I want to check that out and see what that is. I know. There we go. So next Wednesday, March 1st at 10:30 a.m. at the Hobart Stockyards, and that's the same day as their regular sale, they're going to be getting rid of it. If you're looking for some cattle, listen up. 24 3 to 6 year old red Angus cows with 225 to 300 pound calves on their side. Bred back to red Angus bull. Also, they're going to be selling 53 to 5 year old cow-calf pairs. Calves are baby to 200 pounds, 30 Angus cows, and 20 red Angus cows sorted in lots. So check it out in the penny news. It's on page number 8. Give Mr. Rex Fleming a call. His number's in there. Or call up at the Hobart Stockyards, and I'll bet they'll have it going on. And also coming up next month, March 28th, is the Harrison Cattle Company production sale. 48 two-year-old Hereford bulls, 46 spring pairs, and bred heifers. For more information, you can get a hold of Leslie or Jan Harrison at 580-331-8103, and that's the correct date, March 28th, or you can go to HarrisonCattleCompany.com. Anyway, check out the new Penny News. All kinds of things going on. Well, I'm going to take a break here real quick. And when we come back, more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Good afternoon, all you great stewards of the land. This is your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, February 17th. 870 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 330 brought 277.50. 4 at 393 brought 252. 15 at 479 brought 239. 11 at 623 brought 185. 5 at 675 brought 187. 8 at 831 brought 180.50. 3 at 952 brought 163. 6 at a heifers at 354 brought 216. 8 at 408 brought 214. 3 at 477 brought 189. 5 at 499 brought 194. 20 at 536 brought 187.50. 7 at 614 brought 186. 5 at 745 brought 166. Butcher cows were 38 to 101. Butcher bulls brought 81 to 119.50. Bred cows were 850 to 1710. Bears brought 725 to 1625. And that's your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report. 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's 497-6095.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed and corn, forage sorghum, and Milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back. Quick look at the mezzanette out in Texas Panhandle. Canadian.
You're at 24 degrees. Wind chills at 14. Humidity's at 32. The winds are out of the northeast at 9 miles an hour with wind gusts at 11 miles an hour. The peak gust today so far has been 27 miles an hour. You have had 0.14 inches of rain this month so far. And 731 minutes of sub-freezing today, and soil temperature right now at 8 inches down is 41 degrees. One quick reminder before I get to my FFA chapter here tonight, the Roger Mills Beckham County PBA meeting tonight at Roger Mills County Fair Barn at 6 o'clock. That's the prescribed burn association. At 6 o'clock, chili will be served, and not a better day to have chili today. And if you got any questions, call Mr. Greg Allen, 580-497-6548, or just show up at the Roger Mills County Barn there on the west side of Cheyenne tonight at 6 o'clock. The Roger Mills Beckham County Prescribed Burn Association will be having a meeting tonight. Don't miss out on that. All right, in the studio with me right now is Big Town of Clinton, FFA chapter. Welcome, everybody, and happy FFA week. You guys been having fun?
Yes.
Grab that mic, and let's start with you. Tell us who you are and what position you hold, and if you're a junior, senior.
I'm Eli Whitney, and I'm the treasurer, and I'm a junior.
Okay.
No, I'm Garrett Graybill. I'm the vice president, and I'm a junior.
All right.
I'm Mindy Sawatsky. I'm the second.
Cameron Nickel, I'm the sentinel and I'm a senior.
You two were in here last year, weren't you? Did I miss anybody? You were too? Okay, sorry. I knew these two were. Well, I see her at the stock show all the time. That's the reason why I remember her. And by the way, you do an awesome job of showing.
Oh, thank you.
So do you win showmanship awards?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? You should, because you're pretty good at it. Well, let's start with you, young man. What all projects do you do, and what's your...
Just any kind of project?
Yeah.
We're working on the smoker, and then we finished, what, a week ago? Oh, a week ago, the pig crate.
Okay. What else have you guys worked on?
We're about to move a trailer in there, so then we can make it into a pig trailer.
Okay, cool. What about you, young man? What kind of projects you going on?
I got the show cattle and then the smoker. It's a big one.
What's it? Are you guys making a smoker for the school, or is it you guys going to sell it? Or
the school competitions, and we're going to use it for the chapter. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then you're going to go do some cook-offs, barbecue contest?
I think we should.
Well, I helped you guys out there, didn't I?
Yes.
So what kind of cattle do you show?
I show Herefords.
Herefords? All right. And was you at Southwest District?
Yep.
Was it busy down there? It sounded like it was bigger than ever this year.
It was pretty busy.
Big. All right, young lady, let's get to you. I know what you show most of the time, but anyway, what all projects do you do in FFA? You know, I know you show, but you can talk about that, but have you got anything else going on, livestock judging,
speaking? Just meat judging.
Put a little closer, Mike.
Just meat judging, that's
just meat
it.
Judging? Do you enjoy that?
Yes.
What's the last you're laughing? You don't enjoy that?
No, I do.
You do? Mm-hmm. When's the last contest you went to?
January.
All right, good. All right, let's go to you. Pull that mic over there and talk into it, please.
Hey, I show pigs, and I'm on the meat judging team.
All right.
I have 4 pigs I'm showing this year.
All right. And then, did you guys happen to go to National? Did you go to Indianapolis this year? You didn't go?
Not
I mean,
sure.
It just varies. One school goes one year and one the next.
Next year we'll go, yep.
All right, let's get to you, young lady. She's like, all right, I'm ready.
I show cattle.
Mic, please.
I show cattle, and then I'm also on the meat judging as well. And then I'm the reporter, so they keep me busy with all the different events they do, and so I get to report on all of it.
Is it just me, or is it just busy this year? Seems busier
it's
than
busy.
Ever this year. You guys, lots of things going
busier.
On. What kind of cattle do you show?
I show a Red Angus percentage.
You show what now?
A Red Angus percentage.
I gotcha. And you doing any good with her?
She got... She got reserve in district, right? Reserve in class.
Oh,
something
cool.
Like that. Yeah. I want to show chickens, too.
Oh, I want to hear about this.
I got 3rd overall district for them.
And that's broilers, I'll take
yes.
it? And then, so you raise these yourself?
Yes.
All right. Do you have, like, hens and stuff at home, too?
No.
Or did you
just
you
at the ag barn, we just keep whatever we show.
I got you. Because chickens, they've kind of went up in price this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're expensive. Animals are expensive.
So are you going to show broilers this weekend?
Yes.
At the county?
Yes.
So, all right. Well, we'll get back to the county show here in just a little
okay.
bit. All right. With you. What all you got going on?
I also work in the shop and I show cattle.
What kind of cattle?
I show mostly Simmental percentage and influence. All I also have a steer.
Well, that's what I like, Simmental percentage. Anyway, so what, have you been doing okay with them?
Yeah, not bad. Usually first in class and then somewhere third in breed is about average.
Oh, well,
but I've gotten breed a couple times.
The cattle deal is tough.
Yeah, it's a hard game to play.
Yeah, it's a hard game to play, but it's not impossible.
No.
We got a lot of good cattle in western Oklahoma. Anyway, so, and then what else you say you were doing?
I show chickens also.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You guys have three of them. You got to have three, right, to show? Is that right?
Yeah, three per pen.
A pen of three. All right. So do you guys help each other showing your chickens?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes we drag just like people that are there still at the show, and they come help us show chickens.
All right. Let's get back to you. And what did you say you was? A
treasure.
I mean, your class.
My class is junior.
You're a junior? So have you made any plans for the future?
Hopefully opening up my own butcher shop.
Oh, really? That'll be good. Local raised beef, I'm taking it, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go to WT and become an ag teacher like the old man over there.
Oh, really? That old?
I'm the old man.
What are you, 40, maybe? was that bad or good?
He's a bright 24.
Oh. Well, you know, you called him an old man, so I had to guess up their age.
That's a good guess, I think.
Because my ag, my ag teacher just retired a few years ago, and he was old. He taught here in Elk City for 50 years, so that was old.
A little old.
Yeah, so anyway, so what about, so you're going to WT, is that?
West Texas.
A&M?
Canyon, yeah.
Yeah, Canyon. Why not Texas A&M and Amarillo?
I like WT more. Got family out there.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
That's good. Become an ag teacher, and that's your plan, period. That's what you're going to do.
Pretty much.
Good. Good deal. All right, pull that mic over to the young lady talking to it. You're a senior.
Yes.
And I've watched your show for the last 3 years I know of at some of these potlucks or whatever they call jackpots. I don't know why I said potlucks. I guess I'm hungry. And but anyway, what's your plans?
I plan on going to Southwestern to major in ag business.
Oh, really? And then what kind of business are you thinking? Or you haven't decided?
Haven't decided yet. Still thinking.
Are you going to still stay in? Are you going to help other people with livestock? Because you're really good at it.
Maybe.
And so do you have any younger siblings?
Nope, I'm the baby.
You're the baby? All right, so you're the last. You think dad and mom are just, they're ready for you to be done showing?
No, they're going to be sadder than me,
yeah,
probably.
I've seen your dad over there on the side, back here behind the ring. He's pretty much into this.
He is.
He is. All right, let's get to you. You're the president.
Yes.
You're the L senior, right?
Yes.
All right.
So
what's your plan?
I plan to go to Southwestern and major in ag business as well. I would like to own my own feed store. So, like show feed and all show products.
Where at? Out here?
Yeah. Somewhere in western Oklahoma. We don't have too many around here, so
right.
There's definitely a need for it.
All right. Cool. Yeah. Well, you got a plan.
Yes.
I like it. All right. And what class did you say you were in?
A junior.
Yeah, pull that.
I'm
back.
A junior.
You can pull it, do you?
Oh.
There you
okay.
go. And I know you're just a junior, but are you thinking?
Yes. So I don't really plan on going into like the ag like they all do, but I plan to go into physical therapy or athletic training.
Okay.
I'm still deciding which road I want to go on, but yeah.
Well, I've had, you guys are number 15. Chapter to be in the last 2 weeks, and it's about 50-50 split, people wanting to go into either ag, and we had one yesterday, a really sharp little gal from Granite come in yesterday, and she's going to be an archaeologist. That's the first time. Yeah, so and if that doesn't work out, she's going to be a zoologist. So anyway, so we were talking about the horse sale at Mountain Views tomorrow,
and they're selling a zebra, so they were headed down there. They was going to try to buy the zebra, I guess, start their own zoo. How's that?
Oh, fine.
So anyway, but so good. Stay with it.
Thank you.
So how about you, young man?
I'm a senior, and my plan right now is to go up to Garden City Community College up in Kansas for John Deere.
Yep.
Take their John Deere course up there.
All right, that'll be good. There's a lot of kids from Western Oklahoma do that, and out in Texas Canyon. Did you go to Plainview here a while back to the competition?
Yeah, I did.
You do any good?
I placed 7th overall in the electrical class.
Oh yeah.
And I think it was 14th maybe overall? Of 100 something
that,
kids.
That was a bunch of kids.
There was quite a few there.
Yeah, and I think if you just went to use. Pretty well off.
Yeah, it was a good experience to have either way.
Yeah, one of the kids from out here, Sarah, I guess, Mason, I think he came in second or something. Tucker came in second or something like that. He was in here the other day. So, anyway, congratulations on that. Stick with it. Western or John Deere is a good company to work for. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I've recently started working up there past couple weeks.
Oh, there up north of town?
Yeah, out in Arapaho.
Yep. Yes. So has anybody been treating you like a rookie?
No, it's not bad.
I want to call the shop manager for you. Well, good luck with what you're looking for.
Yeah, thank you.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk some more with these kids, and got a good set of kids in here today. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Today's young people face a rapidly changing future. The FFA gives its members a chance to gain vital experience in technology, agri-science, marketing, and many other fields to help prepare them for the jobs of tomorrow.
Today and every day in 2023, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members. Work ethic, discipline, and leadership. Cut Pressure Control knows that FFA develops these characteristics for the next generation.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a Hughes trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing, 303-4246.
Get better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 4th at 12:30 p.m. Selling 84 bulls that have been feed efficiency tested on the GrowSafe system. They got DNA test data, birth, weaning, and yearling data, and ultrasound data. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 4th at 12:30 at a new location. From the Burns Flat Cotton Gin, go 1 mile east and a quarter mile south. Get information at davisangus.com or go to Facebook and search Davis Angus.
DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City is celebrating 35 years in business thanks to you, their loyal customers. Bobby and Trish invite you to help them celebrate all year long. Stop by every chance you get. They look forward to seeing you. DJ's Rentals and Sales on South Main in Elk City, where they rent most everything and sell new mowers too. See all they have to offer at djsrental.com. That's djsrental.com. And be sure to check out their ad in each week's Penny News.
Sugar Creek Casino presents, from the Texas music scene to over 2.5 million tickets sold.
You gotta live while you got it.
Josh Abbott Band, Real Damn Good Tour, live Saturday, March 4th, Sugar Creek Casino's Event Center. Don't miss Josh Abbott Band live at Sugar Creek Casino.
You ain't met my Texas yet.
Get your tickets by phone, Players Club, or online at sugarcreekcasino.com.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Great bulls are what you'll find at the Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale in Chattanooga, March 11th. Selling 90 limb flex bulls, 75 fall yearlings, 15 spring yearlings, all black, all polled. All the bulls are developed and performance tested, all with genomically enhanced EPDs, semen tested, and trick tested negative virgin bulls. For sale information, go to the website, CoyoteHillsOK.com. That's CoyoteHillsOK.com. The Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale, Saturday, March 11th at 1 p.m. at the ranch in Chattanooga, Oklahoma.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. I got your northwestern Oklahoma forecast here. I picked Woodward since the district show's going on up there. Currently there at Woodward, it's 24 degrees, feels like 13. Winds out of the north at 10 miles an hour today. Maybe get up to freezing. You're going to have to hurry. 32 degrees tonight, 16 for a low. Tomorrow, warms back up, partly sunny, 41 degrees with southeast winds tomorrow, 7 to 12 miles an hour. Okay, back here to the Clinton FFA chapter. Real quick, like, starting with you, young man. What's the funnest thing you ever did since you got an FFA? What one event?
Just one event?
Yeah. Pull that mic over there to you.
I really don't know.
It's all been fun?
Yeah.
Well, that's an answer.
I guess all of it.
Okay, cool. What about you, Vice President?
The funnest would have been Tulsa this year, the stock show.
All right.
It was fun to mess with Mr. Hunter for a few days.
And you're going to become an ag teacher, and you're messing with your ag teacher.
Yeah, I gotta know what it's like.
I don't even want to know what you did. So anyway, how about you, young lady? What's the one event that just kind of sticks out?
Just going to stock shows, really.
Gotcha. Yeah, because I know you like it. So, all right, Ms. President.
Okay, my favorite event would probably be when we went to National Convention. It was just a lot of fun, and we all grew closer, and we learned a lot, so.
That's good.
Yeah.
How about you?
There's a lot. Like, I agree with Eli. It's all just in general fun, but I think my favorite would probably be... Man. It's a difficult choice.
Yeah, it is.
Either when we get to go to, like, leadership camps or some meat judging, they're just really fun to...
Well, a lot of kids has come through here in the last week and a half. Alumni keeps popping up a lot in their conversation, so it must be pretty fun.
It's all right. It's pretty fun.
Better shut her down. She's getting ready to put somebody under the bus. So how about you, young man?
I don't know. It's a hard question to answer. I think that all the stock shows you go to are all fun to, you know, hang out with friends
and meet new friends.
Meet new people, yeah.
Right. And you guys learn to work together too.
Yeah.
You gotta be a team. All right, Mr. Vice President, tell us what's going on this weekend in Custer County.
Well, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday is the county show for Custer County.
Okay.
So Sunday, the sheep, goats, and broilers are going to show. And then on Monday, we got swine and cattle showing. And then Tuesday, we have the judging contest and the premium auction.
On your premium auction, tell everybody how important that premium auction is to each individual person in the chapter that's been working really hard with their livestock.
So it's the most important thing for us outside of showing them, because that's how we keep the money flow to keep the animals to keep showing.
Right.
You know, feeding hogs, cattle, even broilers is not very cheap.
No.
That right there, you know, if it helps to cover the feed, helps you get into some extra shows at the end of the year. Do some stuff like that. So it's very important.
It's important for everybody to come to the premium sale. And there's a meal, too, if I remember right.
Yeah, we're going
to
have jigs.
Hey, it's a cheap meal.
Yeah.
And so, because if I remember right, it costs somewhere between $1,500 and $2,000 to feed out a steer or heifer. Am I close for 2 years? Or for a heifer, I mean, you got to...
I think it's on the top heavy side there.
Am I too much or not enough?
Not enough. Not enough.
All right. Hogs, do you know what it costs to feed out a hog? I know Daddy's probably been paying the feed bill, but I bet you keep up with your cost.
Yeah, it's not cheap. I think it's way over $5,000 to feed as many hogs I do in a year, basically.
Yeah, awesome. Well, guys, happy National FFA Week, and I guess I won't be seeing you three or you four next year, and I'll miss you because I've seen you 2 years in a row, but good luck with your progress in life and whether it's in agriculture or not, all right? Well, thank you, guys. When we come back, Elk City, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Elk City FFA chapter will be in the studio with me when we come back. It's the Day in Ag.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local HiPro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmandGarden.com.
Good afternoon, all you great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, February 20th. 1,567 head were sold, 4 head of steers at 370, brought 252, 6 at 504, brought 234, 18 at 783, brought 181, 25, 5 at 829, brought 176, 30 at 864, brought 178, 17 at 927, brought 173, 16 at 1039, brought 168, 6 head of heifers at 393, brought 193, 20 at 501, brought 195, 3 at 567, brought 184, 18 at 641, brought 173, 13 at 681, brought 173, 31 at 730, brought 174.50, 28 at 744 brought 170, 50. Butcher cows were 12 to 102. Butcher bulls brought 73 to 119. Bred cows were 1050 to 1300. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma sale every Monday at 10 a.m. You can sign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. It's a little short today, so I got people in here talk to me. But anyway, we got at Hobart, it's 33 degrees. Wind chills 23. The winds are out of the northeast at 17 miles an hour with a wind gust up to 23. Today, 42. You're going to have to hurry to get there. Tonight, 25. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 44 degrees with northeast to east winds 8 to 13 miles an hour. Anyway, I have the Elk City FFA chapter in here. It's the one that I went to when I was a kid like 50 years ago. Anyway, welcome and happy National FFA Week.
Yes, happy National FFA Week. Recognize a voice here.
Yeah, I know. And if you guys don't recognize that voice, that's my partner in crime, one of the two. That's Jill Metter over there. She wouldn't come over here to get the big mic, so she went over on the little mic. So I'll be nice to her today, maybe. Anyway, first, let's start with you and just either way around, introduce yourself. And if you're a senior, and what position you hold in the chapter.
Okay. My name is Kimball Jacobsma. I'm a senior, and I'm the Elk City FFA reporter.
I'm Wyatt McConnell. I'm a sophomore, and I am studying to be a vice president next year.
Cool.
I'm Jack Thomas. I'm a sophomore this year, and I'm our vice president.
My name is Jill Metter, and I am the chapter secretary this year.
My name is Kiara Coslow. I am a senior, and I'm the Elk City FFA Sentinel.
Oh, cool. Well, you guys, I seen your faces, well, you two anyway. You guys didn't go. Did you go?
Oh, to the Capitol?
Yeah, to the Capitol. Yeah. Anyway, so you guys went to the state Capitol yesterday. Can you tell us a little bit about that? It was what is it, 40 of you or something went?
It was 44 FFA members. We went and we met with Nick Archer, talked to him for a little bit. He got to wear his old FFA jacket.
I know. I can't believe
it
he fit.
It fit pretty good, though. We took 44 of them. Most chapters only took about, like, six as their officers, but Mr. and Mrs. D took a risk and took that many.
Yeah, I've seen that. Well, he's well-recognized, wasn't you? Elk City. Yeah. Anyway, so what did you guys all talk to Nick about? He's our District 55 House representative here from the House.
We just talked about, like, we told him what was going on in our chapter, and he told us about when he was in FFA. He told us about the educational bill getting passed. There was a bill getting passed for education, more money or something.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we talked a little bit about that. I think they voted yesterday. I'm not sure how that turned out. Now,
well, we'll have to get a hold of Nick and find out what happened, huh? Mm-hmm. Anyway, so what all projects have you been doing since you've been in FFA?
My sophomore year, I was doing a little bit of wildlife management. My junior year, I did horticulture, and I started showing pigs my junior year. This year, I'm just showing pigs.
I got you. And what about you, young man? What did you say, you sophomore?
Yeah. Last year, I started a herd of 10 cattle, and I've been working on that ever since.
What kind of cattle you got?
Just Black Angus.
Just Black Angus?
Mm-hmm.
Just Black Angus?
Yeah.
Does that not hurt your feelings?
No.
Black Angus is Black Angus, all right? Anyway, are you calving them, or do you have heifers?
Heifers, and we calve them, then we sell them. Do the same thing.
All right, and you're keeping track of all your money, and that way you know if you're making it or not.
Yeah.
So are you like most of us farmers out here and ranchers, a little short on hay?
Yeah, I'm a little short at the moment.
So, well, at least I know you're keeping track because you're out of hay. What about you, young man?
I've been showing market lambs since I was about 9 years old. My cousins got me into it, so I've been doing that, keeping care of all of them, getting ready for the Oklahoma Youth Expo in March. This year, I'm picking up speech. A lot of people are helping me write a speech this year. It's a little tougher. It's different, but I'm really enjoying it.
Oh, good. Awesome. Sounds like you're busy.
Yes, sir.
Keep you out of trouble.
Trying.
Speaking of trouble, let's go to Jill.
Now you get the real trouble.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So most of the audience knows you.
Yes, they do.
But we know you raise cattle,
yes.
Black Angus.
Yes.
But from day one, what have you been doing since you first year in FFA?
So I've done a little bit of everything. I've tried just a little bit of everything. I've taken horticulture classes. This year I'm in a wildlife class, which is pretty cool. I got to learn how to shoot a bow, actually, earlier in the year. That was pretty cool. I've taken an ag communications class. I've taken the basic ag class. I've been involved in land judging and home site evaluation. I went to state for land judging, I believe, my sophomore year, so that would have been in 2021, I believe.
Man, that was a long time.
That was like ages ago, it feels like. Yeah. I have also done extemporaneous speaking, which is you don't have to prepare a speech or memorize anything. You basically just pick a category and walk into a room and talk about it for about 3 to 6 minutes off the top of your head. So.
Okay, so you're the first person that's come through here that's mentioned land judging. What do you got to do?
So I particularly focus more on home site evaluation. So you've got these big pits, and I bet they're about 4 feet deep, and they kind of got a little bit of a ramp that go down. So you walk down into them, and you have a knife, and there's different tests that you're going to run. So you're going to take the knife, and you're going to start at the top of the soil and drag it down. And if your knife goes pretty fast through that dirt, it's coarse. It's so on you have a little sheet or your scoring card, basically. So on that pit number, you'll put coarse or however you want
right.
to.
I guess,
now, if your knife goes through there and it kind of sticks, then it's not coarse.
Right.
It's definitely not. And then
it's clay.
Basically, yeah. Which is, you know, out here in the red dirt, Oklahoma, we've got a little bit of that. So.
No, I wouldn't. No.
Yep. So, and then there's a bunch of other evaluations that you go through, and you just kind of mark on your scorecard, and then you turn them in, and then they usually get back with you in around 2 to 3 days of how you scored.
Gotcha. Oh, cool.
Yep.
Well, like I said, you've never brought this up.
Yep. It's how, like, in college, you can major in, like, soil systems for agriculture. And so that's kind of,
part
like,
of
a more advanced part of it.
All right. Let's go to you.
Okay. So I started ag my eighth grade year, and my project was chickens up until my sophomore year when I moved to Elk City. And since then, I've just kind of dabbled in different stuff, such as horticulture. I'm doing ag comm this year, speech, things like that.
And so how come you got out of the chicken deal?
Because we moved in town in Elk City and not out in the middle of nowhere.
We can't raise chickens in Elk City?
Not.
Consider a pet. You have them in your backyard.
Ours were kind of free range, so we couldn't have them running around everywhere.
I don't see nothing wrong with it. The neighborhood dogs would probably have a field day.
That's
too bad. Chickens are fun.
Yeah.
So we're getting ready to move into our new place, and chickens are on the agenda.
Gotcha. So, ready for a mess.
I know. I raised them before. And chicken prices today, they're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
$125 for a dozen fertilized eggs they were bringing a couple weeks ago. That's crazy. All right. Well, we don't have to take a break.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, anyway, let's come back to you. What's your plans? Pull that mic over to you so we can hear you.
I applied to SWASU and OSU. I'm still waiting to choose one, but I want to go study ag business at either SWASU or OSU. After that, I plan on bringing my knowledge back to Elk City, working for someone local or starting my own business, maybe even starting something with animals. I don't know, my own ownership type thing. I don't know. But...
Well, dig a little deeper in there and tell us some more what you're thinking if you do come back into this area.
Maybe breeding pigs, starting a cattle company. I don't know much about it right now, but I plan on, like, learning more in ag business.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you got a plan. I mean, you want to stay in ag business.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, because earlier I was telling the kids from Clinton, we're about 50-50 with everybody that's come through here. You know, with the ag business, or we're going medical or something different they're chasing, you know. We had an archaeologist sitting here yesterday. She was pretty fun. She wants to go dig for stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she's going to OU, too.
It's crazy.
Yep. So, anyway, what about you, young man? I know you're a sophomore, but you got to be thinking.
I'm planning on being a veterinarian, going to OSU, coming back here, start my own business.
Big animal, small animal,
I
just don't
both.
Know. Both?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because big animals, there's a girl in here yesterday that's going to, Western A&M at Canyon. She wants to come back to Western Oklahoma because there's a shortage. You know, yeah. It's and we got I know we got two here in Elk City, but there's a shortage.
Yeah, there is a shortage.
Yeah. So anyway, how about you? I mean, you act like you want to be the president of the United States.
Well, actually, when I was younger, that was actually my plan. I was like, hey, mom, dad, I'm gonna be president one day.
I'm a pretty good judge of character, aren't I?
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, I'm only a sophomore, but talking with my cousin, because I talk to him about everything, I want to go to Oklahoma State and do agribusiness and pre-law. Pre-law is iffy. That's just kind of a thought right now. But my dad's the Jones broker in Elk, John Thomas. And for a while now, I've always just kind of wanted to do what he does, be a Jones broker, work in the stock market and all that. Right. But since, I'm so involved in the ag world, my whole plan since day one has been going to OSU and learning about that, and then coming home and using that agribusiness for in the stock market and working for Edward Jones, but also still having that knowledge from Oklahoma State in the agribusiness type of
era.
Yes, sir.
Well, so you're a senior?
I'm a sophomore.
Oh, you're a sophomore?
Yes, sir.
He talks like a senior.
Yeah, yeah. This is what I have to put up with. So he can be a lot sometimes.
No, but you're
not. He probably
not.
Would for the run for president of the United States. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to invite you if I can get the right education for it.
He's very well. He presents himself
yes,
very good.
Yes, he is.
I mean, you all do, but he's setting up straight.
No, he's a mini Mason Smith is what I like to call him.
Mason's my cousin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, Jill, what about you?
Well, as most of you probably already know because I've talked about it a few times, I plan to go to Oklahoma State University to study agriculture communications.
Yes.
And I kind of want to focus on marketing or advertising, or at this point, I'm kind of more interested in broadcasting because I have really enjoyed my time here on the radio.
Oh, yeah. I've enjoyed having you and Chancey both.
Yes.
And when I have both of you in here, I don't even have time to talk.
It's fun.
I know. It is.
Yeah, we have a good time.
And we get paid, or I do. Anyway.
I was like, you get paid. I don't know about the other two.
Okay. How about you?
So I plan on attending SWASU, and I want to pursue my bachelor's in nursing. I enjoy working with people. I guess I'm the odd man out here with the whole agriculture thing.
No, not really. I'm telling you, it's 50-50, and there's nothing. Don't be bashful or shame what you're doing there.
I actually want to work with kids, so I want to specialize in pediatrics.
How about some baby goats?
Which
that's the same thing. They are kids.
You're right. Spot on.
When you graduate, come back, are you going to find a place where you can have some chickens?
I guess I'm going to find a place where I can have some chickens.
Yeah, chickens are fun, especially when they're laying eggs all the time.
Absolutely.
And the raccoons or the snakes aren't getting in there with them. So anyway, all right, well, we got about 4 minutes left. Let's start with you. That one event that you remember so far from being in FFA.
Let's see, there's so many.
Covered on the hot spot.
My favorite was probably OYE last year because it was my first year to go.
Yeah.
It was just so exciting to see all of the different breeds of pigs, how far they've come, and I was so excited to take my pig that I had grown and raised up there, and I made it up the hill, so I was pretty excited because not a lot of people their first year get to do that, but yeah, it was just really fun. We did fun stuff all week.
Yeah, and it's the largest youth stock show in the world.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy.
Yeah. How about you? I mean, I know you're just a sophomore, so this is your third year?
Second.
Second.
Yeah.
Second year. Okay.
Started freshman year. My favorite is probably this leadership conference called MFE, also known as Made for Excellence. You go up a weekend, and there's a bunch of local Oklahoma chapters. They all go in a hotel. We have a bunch of speakers talk to us about leadership, spend the night at the hotel, have a dance the previous night.
It's country or rap?
Mostly country.
Okay.
Slow country. And you just have a good time.
That was good. How about you, Mr. President?
Vice President. Hoping to be president, but
he's already looking at your spot. I can already tell. He's been watching you.
Hey, I've been trying to get him to be my vice for a while now, but I don't know. The show world's real big. We go to a bunch of national shows. We'll go from Louisville, Kentucky to Denver, Colorado. Think about going to Kansas City next year. Those big national shows are really cool. I like going to. there's a camp, an agriculture camp in the summer called Alumni Camp.
Yep.
That's where, I mean, that's where I meet all my big friends out of Elk City. I mean, it's just, it teaches you how to be a leader, teaches you life goals. It's just, I've taken in a lot from there.
And it seems like a lot of people have.
Yes.
Jill's interviewed a bunch of her and Jancy, and alumni comes up a lot.
Alumni camp is a great camp. We're actually having more students from Elk City go this year.
Good.
So, I mean, it's a lot of fun. I very much enjoy it.
Well, I don't mean to skip you, Jill.
No, that's fine. I get to talk plenty on here.
I know. Let's go to you.
My favorite event was my very first Oklahoma State Convention. It was my first year in agriculture, and I think it gave me an idea of what FFA was really about. I got to see so many, like, different areas on what you could achieve in, and I didn't know there was that much involved to it. I made a lot of new friends. I became closer with my FFA chapter. It was just a really good experience for all of us involved.
Was any of you bashful before you got into FFA?
Yes. I was so shy, but, like, getting into FFA.
Not now.
No, I'm not shy.
No, I can tell. Because I don't figure you four was. So I was, when I looked around, I could see her. Well, my music's playing, and thank you guys for coming in. And good luck in life, and I'll see some of you next year.
Of course, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.